It's municipal election day across Ontario. Polling stations open at 10 a.m. and will remain open until 8 p.m. tonight. For a full list of polling stations, see below. If you plan on voting today, or aren't sure if you're qualified, the eligibility criteria is as follows. Are a resident in the local municipality or are the owner or tenant of land there, or the spouse of such owner or tenant are a Canadian citizen or at least 18 years old are not prohibited from voting under subsection 17.3 of the Municipal Elections Act, 1996 or otherwise by law. Those prohibited from voting include inmates, corporations, a person acting as an executor or trustee in any other representative capacity and those convicted of corruption within the last 5 years, as described in the Municipal Elections Act. If you haven't been following the mayoral race or the race in your ward, provided there is a race in your ward, and you need to brush up on the candidates for mayor, ward councillors and school board trustees, a full list of candidates and their corresponding websites and contact information can be found by clicking here. If you want to brush up on the issues candidates have raised or find your ward, you can visit sudbury.com's dedicated election page here. You can check to make sure your information on the voters list is accurate by clicking here. Checking to make sure it's accurate will save you time at the polling station. In the event the information is not accurate, prospective voters can get it updated by visiting any one of the city's citizen service centers. The city is offering free public transit on election day, and will include a shuttle service from Cambrian College to Norcat in order to make that location more accessible to voters. Paper ballots are printed on demand, and voters can attend any voting location to cast their ballot, on which they select a mayoral candidate, council candidate for the ward in which they reside, and school board trustee candidate for their ward and the school board they support. Ballots will be dropped into a box, which staff will later take to a central processing location to be tabulated. The unofficial results of the election are anticipated the evening of October 24, with the problems that delayed results during the 2018 civic election unlikely to repeat due to a change in the process. The electronic-only voting model used in 2018 has been abandoned in favor of this year's paper ballot, internet voting hybrid voting model. This time around, all of the wards have been contested in the city councillor race, while several school board trustee positions have been acclaimed. For the City of Greater Sudbury's rundown of information for voters, click here. The polls close at 8 p.m. this evening, so it is anticipated unofficial results will start rolling out around 9:30 p.m. These results will be from the electronic vote. The results of the paper ballot vote, which take longer to tabulate, will be released when they are ready over the course of the night. Sudbury.com will publish unofficial results as they become available this evening. Here is the complete list of polling stations in Greater Sudbury. You can vote at any polling station. The city has also lined up 27 locations for regular paper ballot voting on election day, October 24, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Beaver Lake Sports and Cultural Center, at 45 Club Road, Worthington Capriel Community Center and Arena, at 20 Meehan Avenue, Capriel Caruso Club, Upper Hall, at 385 Hague Street, Sudbury Centennial Community Center and Arena, at 4333 Centennial Drive, Hanmer Chelmsford Community Center and Arena, at 215 Edward Avenue, Chelmsford College Boreal, Restaurant, Au Pied du Rocher, at 21 LaSalle Boulevard, Sudbury Colonial Inn, at 28 Cedar Street, Coniston Confederation Secondary School, at 1918 Main Street, Val Karen Dowling Citizen Service Center, at 79 Main Street West, Dowling Drive. Edgar Leckler Community Center and Arena, at 158 St. Agnes Street, Azilda Elm West Playground, at 505 White Street, Sudbury Garson Community Center and Arena, at 100 Church Street, Garson Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex, at 235 Countryside Drive. Sudbury Holiday Inn, at 1696 Regent Street, Sudbury McClellan Community Center and Arena, at 37 Veterans Road, Coppercliff Microtel, at 1312 Kingsway, Sudbury Norcat, at 1545 Maley Drive, Sudbury Onapping Falls Golden Age Club, at 109 Service Road, Onapping Queen Elizabeth II Public School, at 32 Dell Street, Sudbury Robert H. Murray Public School, at 3 Henry Street, Whitefish Royal Canadian Legion Branch 76, at 1553 Weller Street, Sudbury Skeed Senior Citizens Club, at 5 Bell Street, Skeed Street. Stevens on the Hill United Church, at 1248 Lausanne Avenue, Sudbury, TM. Davies Community Center and Arena, at 325 Anderson Drive. Lively United Pentecostal Church, at 2080 LaSalle Boulevard, Sudbury United Steelworkers Hall and Conference Center, at 66 Brady Street, Sudbury Wanapite Community Center, at 161 Glenbower Crescent, Wanapite Tyler Clark covers City Hall and Political Affairs for Sudbury.com.